You know, there's only 20 more days until Christmas. That means that there are approximately 480 hours until we celebrate the birth of Christ. That leaves approximately 28,800 minutes left to get done all the things that we need to do before Christmas arrives. As we begin our Christmas focus over these next several weeks, I want us to recognize the significance of one moment. I want us to recognize not only the significance of one moment in time, but also the strategic nature of that moment. We refer to a strategic moment as timing. Have you ever stopped to consider just how important timing is to everything? December is probably not the best time to try and start a diet. Think about timing in sports. If timing is off, the quarterback won't connect with his receiver for a completion. If timing is off, the basketball player will pass the spot before or after the ball gets to that place. Think about timing in our daily lives. Have you ever missed a flight because you arrived 1 minute after boarding was closed? I've been there. I used to do a lot of traveling for work when I worked for the computer company. And I did a lot of international travel out of Miami. We lived in Miami and over to Europe a lot. And I was in London, and I got to the airport, got there plenty of time. This was before, you know, 9/11, so we didn't have all that extra security stuff. This one particular part of the airport for the international flights, London is a big hub of the world for travel. And so on this one concourse, there had to be like 40-something gates. My flight's going out of gate one. So I can go and do a little shopping and get on my flight. And I always used to get close to its last call. Well, I heard that call, that last call, and I thought, okay, cool. I just get over there, go right over to gate one. Well, guess what the first gate number was? 40. Gate one was all the way at the other end. And I'm running with my bag and everything. I got to the gate, and they were just closing the door. Just 1 minute, that's all it takes. Have you ever been late for work and learned later that you missed a major accident as a result? In that case, you're praising God. Does 1 minute make a difference? Ask those who made it out of the World Trade Center before they collapsed if 1 minute makes a difference. 1 60-second interval of time in just the right location can make all the difference in the world. And we know that from our experiences in life. Well, this series of messages I'm calling the miracle gift. And it's easy to get so wrapped up in the activity of the season that we miss the Christmas event itself. We can get so mixed up in our family plans and our travel and everything that we're going to do, gift buying and all those things, that we can miss the event itself. Let's focus on the significance of Jesus' birth. In Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4, it reads, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law." In other words, when the time was right, God sent His Son. But most people missed the miracle of that moment. Most people didn't recognize the significance of Christ's birth at the time. There was too much activity. People were too busy to pay attention to the young girl giving birth in that stable in Bethlehem. They missed the moment. At just the right time in history, Jesus was born. The coming of Christ into the world, it wasn't a matter of chance. It wasn't a matter of coincidence. His coming was part of God's plan. God's plan from before the foundation of the world. Warren Wiersbe wrote, "Historians tell us that the Roman world was in great expectation, waiting for a deliverer at the time Jesus was born. The old religions were dying. The old philosophies were empty and powerless to change men's lives. Strange new mystery religions were invading the empire. Religious bankruptcy and spiritual hunger were everywhere. God was preparing the world for the arrival of His Son. He was getting everything just ready for that moment. And from a historical perspective, when you go back and look at that moment, the Roman Empire actually helped prepare the world for the birth of Jesus Christ and for the start of the church and the spread of the gospel. How did that occur? Well, there are three primary things that helped that happen. The Romans had constructed roads that connected all the cities to one another. And as the saying goes, all roads ultimately led where? To Rome. The reason that we have that saying is because that's exactly what happened. The Roman Empire, they built roads so that there was travel easy between the cities and that there was a common way for everybody from everywhere to get to Rome, to the seat of power. And so that made it easier to travel. And for the spread of the gospel, for the starting of the churches, for the missionaries going out, for Paul going on his missionary journeys, God used the Roman Empire to pave the way, literally. The world was at peace. Instead of all of these nations fighting with one another, Rome and the Roman Empire had conquered all the nations in what was the known world, which was, the known world was, at that time, was pretty much everything that was around the Mediterranean Sea. In Northern Africa, in Southern Europe, in Asia Minor, and then in the Middle East. All of that area, that was the known world, and that was all at peace because the Roman Empire forced the peace. Because they conquered nation after nation, and they brought about what history knows in Latin as the Pax Romana, which is the Roman peace. It became safe to travel from one place to another. And it was a safe place to go from one country to another because Roman might kept the peace. It was basically one gigantic police force that was keeping everything under control. God brought that about. He brought everything right to where it needed to be. Also, a third thing was that thanks to the Greek and Roman empires, a common language was spoken throughout all the nations, making communication possible across the empire. First, by the Greek Empire under Alexander, the Greek language was spread throughout the empire. And then when the Romans took over, they changed it from Greek into an Greek-Aramaic language. Both languages were spoken, and it was spoken everywhere. So everything was set for the spread of the gospel, for the arrival of the Son of God. You could travel anywhere. You could travel safely. You could communicate. The miracle gift of Christmas is the moment. At just the right time, God sent His Son into the world. The Old Testament prophecies concerning the coming of the Messiah were completed. There weren't any other prophecies that needed to be completed but the actual arrival of the Messiah Himself. All the prophecies were fulfilled. Just as the prophecies are all fulfilled now to the point where Jesus Christ returns. 60 years ago, or 70 years ago, that wouldn't have been true. Because an event had to occur that hadn't happened for 1900 years. And that was Israel becoming a nation again. Israel had to become a nation again before the return of Christ was possible. Because that was prophesied. That was the last prophecy that needed to be fulfilled before Jesus would return. I don't know when He's coming back. He could come back 100 years from now, He could come back next year, He could come back next month, He could come back today, He could come back before we finish this service. Prophetically, there's nothing standing in the way. We don't know when that time is. God's Word tells us that we don't know when it's going to be. That His coming is going to be like a thief in the night. That at a moment that we don't expect, we're expecting Him to come, but we don't know the moment to expect Him. That's why we're called to live ready. Ready to go. Ready to meet Him at any moment. Watching for His return. Because it'll be at any moment. And there's nothing in the way. Just as at that time, there was nothing standing prophetic-wise between the prophecies and the Messiah coming. The same thing is true today about His return. So in a single sentence, this sermon would be that God comes to us at just the right time with just what we need. It's the Christmas season. Many people will be content to go through the motions. They'll just endure all the activity of the season without experiencing the miracle gift. But the good news is that God still comes today at just the right time with just what we need. First of all, God provides exactly what we need. Just listen for a few moments to the promises in God's Word and just see His character as it's reflected. In Psalm 145 in verse 15, the eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. God is concerned with our needs, and He wants to provide everything, whether it's physical needs, emotional needs, spiritual needs, mental needs, whatever those needs are, and He'll provide them. Psalm 104, verse 27, these all wait for you, that you may give them their food in due season. God gives us what we need, right at the moment that we need it. Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 14. I will give you the rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine and your oil. God makes sure that whatever we need is taken care of at just the right time. The problem often is God's time isn't always what we think the time should be. Our timetable, our expectations, our plans are not always in line with what God's are. God promises to meet our needs. He provides everything that we need, but often we're a little bit ahead of His schedule. We're a little bit ahead of His plan because we think that we know better what we need and when we need it. And God, in the process, as He shows His character as being our provider, He also is about building our character so that we become more like Him and we reflect His character more. So He allows us to exercise patience. Don't ever pray for patience, because you know how you develop patience? By having opportunities to exercise it. So if you want to pray and ask God to give you patience, what you're actually praying for is for Him to give you some circumstances where you're going to need it so you can develop it. He wants us to develop character. He wants us to be like Jesus. He wants us to become more and more like Jesus so that we look less and less like this world and more like Jesus Christ. Someone asked a sculptor once, he had this big old piece of stone, granite or whatever. He says, I'm doing a statue of Moses. How are you going to do that? He says, well, I'm going to chip away everything that doesn't look like Moses. Well, God's about that business in our lives. He's working about chipping away everything that doesn't look like Jesus. He knows exactly what you're going through. What is the greatest challenge that you're dealing with in your life? It could be finances, it could be health, it could be relationships, it could be at work, it could be in your family, it could be in church, it could be wherever. What's the greatest challenge that you're dealing with right now? Well, you know, God knows exactly what you're going through. He knows exactly what you need to meet that challenge. He knows exactly what you need to get beyond that challenge. And He promises to provide it, and He promises to provide it at just the right moment. He provides exactly what we need. And God comes at just the right time. Just the right moment. God's time is always right. If He doesn't arrive to our life, to a situation, when we think it should occur, or according to the deadline that we place on it, or this world places on it, well, the issue is, we got the timing wrong, not God. You know, our attitude is, well, this needs to be done by this date because it has this due date on it. So we wait and we pray and we say, God, take care of this. God, you know, meet this need at, you know, this situation or whatever this is by this due date because it's got to be done by then. When it gets close to that time, we feel pressure. We say, well, okay, God, you had your chance. Now I got to take care of this thing. God's timing is always right. His timing is never off. He not only came at just the right time, He continues to come to us at just the right time. Just when we need Him most, there He is. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 6, it says, for when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. People have been waiting for the Messiah for thousands of years, and it was just at the right moment. Just when the people needed it, just in due time, Jesus Christ came and He died and took care of the sin problem. When do you need a miracle? When do you need a miracle? Well, you need a miracle when you're just completely helpless, when you've come to the end of your rope, when you have no more options left and you have no more resources left. It's then that you're in just the right position for God to show His power. Because as long as we have control, as long as we have the resource and we have things to apply to the situation, we will. And we'll control it. But God, because He wants us to depend on Him, He'll let the situation go to the point where we're all out of options. To the point that we are what we would call desperate. Just at that moment, we're ready to receive a miracle. He promised to come at just the right time and provide just what you need. Now is the right time for you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, in verse 2, "For He says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Now is the right time for you. Now is the right time to make a faith commitment to God. Whether it's a commitment to receive Him as Savior and Lord, or it's a commitment to trust Him by faith for whatever circumstance, whatever situation you're in the middle of. Now's the time. Jesus said it in Mark chapter 1 and verse 15. He said, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Now's the right time to make changes in your life. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not next year. Now's the time. Now's the time that God calls us to put our faith and to walk by faith in Him. Now's the right time to draw close to the Lord. One moment in time can determine an eternal destiny. Right now is just such a moment. Today is the right time to receive God's gift of salvation. If you've never asked Him to forgive you, acknowledging your need for forgiveness and a Savior, if you never made a commitment of your life to Jesus Christ, receiving Him as Savior and Lord, then I invite you to do that today. Don't put off making that commitment. God came at just the right time with just what you need. If you want to make a commitment of your life to Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, you just repeat this prayer in your heart with me as I pray. Dear God, I don't want to live another moment without You. I don't want to live without Your love filling my heart and life. Please forgive me for living my life without You, for not recognizing Your love for me. I believe Jesus is Your Son who left heaven and came to earth to die on the cross for my sin. I believe He rose from the dead and is alive today. He came at just the right time, just for me. I want to receive Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Forgive me my sin. Cleanse me and fill me with Your Holy Spirit. I choose at this moment to receive the greatest gift ever given, the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.